Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated, your daily dose of real talk, relatable stories, and a whole lot of motivation to kick those survival vibes to the curb and step into your power. I'm Riley Hart, your friendly neighborhood guide through this crazy beautiful journey called life. And today, we're diving deep into something that's often misunderstood, avoided, or even feared. Emotions. Ever felt like your feelings are running the show? You know, that roller coaster of happiness, sadness, anger, fear, sometimes it feels like you're just along for the ride. Well, get ready because understanding and managing your emotions is not about suppressing them or pretending they don't exist. It's about becoming a conscious captain of your own emotional ship. So, strap in, grab your favorite beverage, and let's explore 5 key takeaways that will help you navigate the emotional landscape with grace, power, and a whole lot of self-awareness. First up, emotions are valid. Yep, hear me loud and clear, every single feeling you experience is valid. There's no such thing as a bad emotion. It's all part of the human experience. Feeling angry? That anger is trying to tell you something. Sadness? It's your heart opening up to vulnerability. Even those pesky anxieties, they hold valuable information about what you need to pay attention to in your life. Next, recognizing and naming your emotions is like giving them a seat at the table. Instead of pushing them down or pretending they're not there, acknowledge them. Say out loud, "I'm feeling anxious right now," or, "This situation is making me feel frustrated." Just putting words to your feelings helps you understand them better and starts to diffuse their power over you. Now, here's a game changer. Understanding the triggers. We all have things that set us off, certain people, places, situations, even thoughts. Recognizing these triggers allows you to prepare for those emotional landmines. Maybe it's dealing with traffic that sends your stress levels soaring, or hearing a particular phrase that throws you into a spiral of self-doubt. Once you know your triggers, you can start developing coping mechanisms and strategies to manage them effectively. Time for some action. Emotional management isn't just about recognizing and naming feelings, it's about taking active steps to regulate them. This could be anything from deep breathing exercises when you feel overwhelmed to journaling your thoughts and feelings to get them out of your head and onto paper. Find what works best for you and make it a part of your daily routine. And finally, remember this. You are not alone. We all struggle with emotions sometimes. It's a universal human experience. Don't be afraid to reach out for support. Talk to a friend, family member, therapist, or anyone you trust. Sharing your feelings can lighten the load and help you gain valuable perspectives. Think about that time you were feeling super stressed about an upcoming presentation. Maybe you felt butterflies in your stomach, couldn't sleep properly, and even started second-guessing yourself. You could have easily let those emotions take over and completely derail your preparation. But instead, what if you had taken a deep breath, acknowledged those feelings as valid, because hey, presentations can be nerve-wracking. Identified your triggers, maybe it was the fear of public speaking, and then used some coping mechanisms? Maybe you listened to calming music, practiced your presentation in front of a mirror, or even just took a walk to clear your head. See, by understanding and managing those emotions, you shifted from feeling overwhelmed to feeling empowered. You took control of your experience instead of letting it control you. That's the power of emotional intelligence. It's not about suppressing feelings but about harnessing them to live a more fulfilling and intentional life. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. Remember, friends, emotions are a part of you, not something to be feared. By understanding them, acknowledging them, and actively managing them, you can unlock your true potential and thrive in every aspect of your life. So, go out there, embrace those feelings, and don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little emotional guidance. And as always, keep shining bright. I'll catch you in the next episode with more tools and tips to help you navigate this incredible journey called life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.